The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Amos chapter 6, especially the end of the reading, but we'll hear verses 1 to 7 again here. Amos wrote, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come. Go to Calneh and look at it. Go from there to Great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? You put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions. But you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end." My dear friends in Christ, the prophet Amos, he had some tough words of warning for both the northern and the southern kingdoms of Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdoms of Israel. And he also is speaking these words of warning to us. He's saying, do not boast in your strength. Because if we trust in our own strength, if we trust in our own strength to take care of ourselves and to get ourselves to heaven, it's just not going to work. But the fact of the matter is that we're easily tempted to believe that we can trust in our own strength. Oh, you know, the Apostle Paul did say, "I can do all things through God who gives me strength. In him we'll never fall." But if we trust in our own strength, we're going to end up falling. We won't be able to stand. If we trust or boast in our money, in our possessions, in our riches, well, then also we can't depend on them to do anything for us. Oh, Jesus' parable of the rich fool teaches us that same lesson that this reading is trying to teach us. That man, what he did is he trusted in his riches, and he said he was going to eat, drink, and be merry. But we remember what ended up happening to him. His life was taken from him, and where were his riches then? In our reading for today, Amos is speaking to the leaders in Jerusalem and Samaria, and, well, especially in Samaria again. He said, "You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions." They were living the life of ease and luxury, and they may have been tempted to say, "Now this is heaven. This is what it's all about." But it couldn't be. It couldn't be because they had largely rejected the Lord. And actually, that means that the riches that they had, actually, that was more of a foretaste of hell and definitely not of heaven. They were only fooling themselves into believing that by trusting in their riches and thinking that they had a heaven here on this earth. That was really a foretaste of hell for them, and it would be what they'd face if they continued in their rejection of God. Amos was saying that they were enjoying their riches, but they do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. The ruin of Joseph, well, when it talks about that, Joseph is referring to the northern kingdom of Israel, because his tribe, well, Ephraim and Manasseh, his two sons, the two tribes that descended from him, those tribes were in the northern kingdom. The ruin of Joseph that he talks about here is the fact that so many of the people in that northern kingdom that they had rejected the Lord. They were unbelievers. They worshiped their idol gods. And they would face eternal punishment because of that if they continued in their rejection. And now he's saying, here, you're enjoying your riches, but you don't care about the fact that people are going to hell. That's what Amos was saying here. He had some tough words to share, but actually when you think about those tough words that he shared with them, that's what we'd call tough love. That's what we'd call tough love. They needed those words of warning because they were falling farther and farther away from God. Amos said, therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and your lounging will end. Well, the southern kingdom of Judah, it did end up falling to the Babylonians in 586 BC. But the northern kingdom to which he's referring here, well, they fell much sooner, about 30 years after the time of this writing in 722 BC, when the Assyrians would defeat them and scatter them so thoroughly. But you know, it wouldn't have had to have gone that way, would it? If only the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom would have listened to the warnings from the Lord when he said, do not boast in your strength. Do not boast in your riches. Instead of trusting in their strength and their riches, the Lord wanted them to trust in him and to enjoy his strength and the riches of God's grace and love. And that's what Amos is also saying to us. Don't trust in your strength. Don't trust in your riches, in your money and possessions. Don't think you can save yourself. Don't think that in those things you have heaven on earth. Rather, trust in the Lord and enjoy his strength and his help and protection. And enjoy the riches of his grace and love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, please help us to never trust in our own strength or in our money or possessions, but to trust in you and in our Savior, Jesus Christ, so that we will never fall. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you always. Amen.